Hi, this is Caitlin Connors, and welcome to the Live His Life podcast, where I'll be profiling successful professionals in the finance world. Hi, Annette, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. So I'm Annette LaPuma. I graduated from Holy Child back in 2018. I went to the University of Virginia, and I now work at Deutsche Bank.
What has been your experience with career exploration?
I think intentionality is super important in exploring different career options. I think you want to be focused on having the conversations with people, really exploring, you know, different options even before you go to college. I know that a lot of colleges want you to know, which is crazy that they want you to know so early. But if you prepare and you plan, you're able to make the most of exploring different career paths. For me, I knew that I wanted to do finance. Investment banking, knowing that I wanted to do that, came a little later on in my exploring what I wanted to do. You don't need to know exactly which sector and all these things that you want to work in, but it's really important to start networking and expressing your interest in learning, and that clarity of what career is really calling to you comes through that. It's not critical to have a clear direction. Just having conversations provides so much clarity. I started with learning about finance. You know, that took me to learning about sales and trading, where I did an internship there. And that took me to learning, you know, that I didn't really love sales and trading. And then I learned about investment banking and I got involved in that. And that's something that I really do love. So I think definitely going to be missteps in exploring different career paths, but that all leads you to where you're meant to be.
You mentioned that you graduated from Holy Child and from the University of Virginia. How has Holy Child and UVA helped you on your path toward finance?
It's really advantageous coming from private institutions. Like Holy Child is a really great place to accessing a lot of resources that gets you to really great colleges and also gets you through the door and lets you put yourself out there. I think that Holy Child provided a really good foundation to learn how to represent yourself, and it also gave me a lot of confidence around being able to have those conversations. And also being a woman in finance is definitely to your advantage because there's not as many women in finance. And Holy Child definitely taught me how to market myself so that I can get myself through the door and be able to get those jobs and also get into UVA, which I was really excited about.
How has your perception of the field of finance grown over time?
My understanding of finance has really changed and grown. And when I first started to think about the finance world, I was just like, okay, how do you even become a CEO? How do you really become these high power roles? And I think that true understanding comes from getting tangible experiences like internships. I did my internship in sales and trading at Citi, and initially I wanted to learn about markets and I thought that that's where I really wanted to be. But then I realized that I want to be more on the advisory side, and I was able to talk to a lot of people that I met at Citi about investment banking. So it all is connected, and that experience was really pivotal in clarifying what was my interest. And transitioning to investment banking also broadened my understanding of different dynamics in the corporate structure, and it just continues to grow and you continue to learn so much more once you're in it and once you're so much more of the lived experience.
What is your ideal role?
My ideal role has changed so much over time. You have one idea and then it starts to evolve once you actually start to live it. But I think since being in investment banking, I have a lot of the most satisfaction I get is working with companies really getting to know executives and the C-suite team and creating those strategic plans. So I think that right now, I love to work to be a part of those executive teams on the private side. And so definitely getting out of banking and really committing to a smaller private company, you're able to see a lot more growth and you're able to really get involved in the story of the company. So one day I would love to be an exec over on the private side for a company. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Is there a role in finance that you have heard of but have never experienced that you find interesting?
With what I do now, I get to work with a lot of financial institutions, and part of my team does a lot with financial technology, so fintech, and I don't really get much exposure to that sort of sector. I always see the transactions they work on. I find it really interesting, and I honestly have been thinking about if I wanted to get involved in that. It's so topical with the environment that we're in right now, PayPal, Venmo. It's a really cool space, and a lot of my friends are involved in that, and I get to learn about what they're involved in. So I think that's really interesting. When you start seeing a lot of the companies that you deal with day to day, you enter into the corporate side and you get to see their advisory needs, and it makes it a lot more interesting. You care a lot more when you have a little skin in the game because you really like those companies and you use them and they're great. So I definitely want to get involved in that side of the team as well.
What does your everyday job look like?
Oh, it definitely changes every day, but I think the core of my job is really support. You come into the office, you do your normal day-to-day, which is join any daily calls that you have with current live deals that you're trying to get across the finish line, which normally takes forever. You have a lot of creating different documents for client meetings. So either that's going to be DB trying to sell its services to a potential client, or you're participating in a bake-off. So that's when different clients invite the bank to pitch for their business because they already have a strategic endeavor in mind. So right now, we are working on a few bake-offs. That definitely takes up a lot more of my day. It definitely keeps me busy. And also, I get to participate in our culture committee, which we're trying to plan events for our team. And it's like a 50-person team. So we get to get together every few weeks and come up with different events and things like that, which I think is fun because there's a lot of juniors on my team. And so we get to come together and the most of it.
How has your gender impacted your career path so far?
Being a woman, especially in finance, is stereotypically more difficult, let's just say. Walking into it, I knew that I would be the only woman in the room. And that's something that just kind of have to accept and works in your advantage if you are committed and you're able to show them just how great you are. It all works in your favor if you let it. It's definitely a little better now because there are more women, but it's definitely not equal in any regard. You have to keep it in mind, but obviously not let it be at the forefront. The forefront is you focusing on doing the best that you can at your job and being amazing at it. And being a woman in finance is secondary. So that's how I keep it in mind, but it's not easy. It's definitely, yeah, you're doing your best, but pretty much every client meeting, you're the only woman in the room. So it's just something that you get used to and you hope that it's going to change, but you are the representation. And it's also really important for women in finance to be a resource to other women in finance because that's the only way that you start seeing a lot more equality. As a woman in finance, you have now a responsibility to help other women access those kinds of jobs as well. So it's definitely twofold. It's lonely being the only woman in the room, but it's also a benefit and it's also a responsibility. So it's multifaceted.
Thank you. Do you have any last words of advice?
as a woman in finance, stay strong, band together, have those conversations. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and create those connections. You'll always look back and regret the things like you didn't do. So I think that just continuously put yourself out there, and you don't have to A, be in finance, but you do have to try your best to do what you want to do. So Holy Child does a great job in preparing you to represent yourself and also explore your passions. As long as you stay on that vein, you'll be great.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be on my podcast. I hope you have a great day.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for joining me on the Lif is Life podcast. Catch the next episode where I'll be talking with another successful professional in finance.